Well, I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight, and I want to also thank all those that are listening. I spoke to our webmaster, I guess you could say webmaster. What would we call you, the web host? The web who?
Mistress.
The mistress, ooh. The web mistress. And I spoke to her, and she says that our stats are like blowing through the roof, and I'm really excited about all the nations that are logging on. And I know that, what are our top five right now? I think one of them is Brazil.
United States, Russian Federation, China.
Okay, Russian Federation, China.
France and Indonesia.
France and Indonesia. And don't count America. What's the other one?
Ukraine and Great Britain.
Okay. Well, I want a special thanks and prayer for those that are listening over in those countries, and continue to pass out on Facebook or whatever our site, glorytothenations.org. People need to know who my God is. And why I say my God is because I had an experience, whether in the body, out of the body, I don't know. Some people ask me if I died, and I tell them, no, I didn't die. I was just taken, and I was taken into a heavenly place, and I met all of the, I guess you would say, prophets of old, and I met Jesus himself, and I met some others, and I met, you know, I saw God. Some people say you never saw God. I saw God. I wasn't able to go there or be with them, but I was escorted through several dimensions, and then I was sent back to earth, not really knowing what, if I lost my mind or not. But I share this testimony because the world has to understand why I am speaking what I'm speaking. The message that I have to give to you is about a relationship with God and not a religion. I'm not here to build a church. I'm not here to build a congregation or organization in any way, shape, or form. I'm just here for you to find God, to have a relationship with God, and to understand the world that we live in. There is a nature that we were born in, and then there is another nature that we need to be transformed for a life that we're going to all go to after we leave this earth. How many people understand life after death? Everybody? Good. Because it is so real. Life after death is just as real as life before birth. Did you ever think of that? Okay, because there was life before we were born, and there is life after we die. And I don't want to emphasize and talk too much about the life that is being lived, because there are many that haven't come down to this earth yet that still need to come down. But I want to talk about the life that we are going to go to, because we're here now and we're dealing with the world that we live in. This ministry, I don't want to call it a church. I don't want to call it a religion. I want to call it a life. This place here and what I'm sharing with you is more of a detox center, a place to be detoxed. If you are not sick and tired of living sick and tired, if you're content with your life, and you don't feel as though that you need to be detoxed or detoxed, then log off. Or if you're curious and maybe you're not sure if you're you have an issue, then stay on and listen, and then you'll find out whether or not you need detoxation. I call it detoxation. Okay. But when we were born in a world, and we need to be transformed out of that world. Now, I have three children that didn't have the, I wouldn't even call it a privilege, but didn't have the life to live in the world. I gave them a life to live into the world that I live in now, the kingdom. In order to enter into the world that I live in and to know my God, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to know my God is the God that does signs and wonders and miracles in your life. Without signs and wonders and miracles, you don't know my God. But with that being said, we were born on this earth, and we were born in a nature. We were born in a world. And that nature and that world is literally a sin nature. How many people have heard that before? A sin nature. Okay. We're all sinners. Ooh. Well, I want the world to know that that's not a bad thing. Everybody has to be born, right? Even the babies that are born in sin. Ooh. And some people can't comprehend this. But it's true. And you know how come they're born in sin? Because of our world that we live in. Every day they hear and they see and they're picking up things of the world. Does your baby watch television? Do you know that commercials are symbolical? Okay, so there are symbolical messages that are being, subliminal. All right. So there's messages that are being put into us that we don't even realize it. Our generation brings us up in, I call, laws and traditions, certain ways that you think you need to think. So our life being brought up and being born into the world, our minds literally think a certain way. And this is why it's called we're born in sin, or we have a sin nature. It's not because you did anything wrong. It's not like you went to the bar too many times. It's not that you shot too much dope. It's not even the fact that you cut yourself too much. It's the fact that you were born thinking a certain way. I hope I can set some people free tonight. This is why it's so important to hear what I have to say and renew your mind, because I'm going to bring you out of the sin nature and bring you into the divine nature. I'm going to bring you into a place of knowing and having fellowship with my God. But in order to that to take place, you have to come out of sin. And to come out of sin is not going to Calvary. It's not getting on your knees and asking for forgiveness. It's not whipping yourself and beating yourself 1,000 times. It's not repeating prayers 100 times because I told you to. It's about renewing your mind. It's about changing the way you're thinking. We were born in sin. We have a certain way of thinking. And we have to come out of sin, meaning we have to change the way we think. How many people understand what I'm saying? Awesome. So when we are born in sin, it's not like we're bad people. I want everyone to know that you're not bad. Even the things that you do, you might think are bad, but they're not. All you're doing is crying out. Let's take someone who indulges too much in alcohol. They're not bad. The world would say you're bad. People will say you're bad because they don't fall under their traditions and they don't fall under their patterns. They don't fall under the way they think. It's not you drank too much. It's that you're crying out. Nobody's listening to you. And your mind is thinking a certain way and it's telling you, and this is supposed to help you. It's telling you that you need it. And this will make it feel better. Just like someone who's a cutter. How many people know cutters? Okay. They cut themselves because their mind is telling them it makes them feel better. They're somehow along the line, their mind is telling them that everything's going to be okay if you keep doing this. You just got to keep cutting yourself. You know, you can't feel anything, so now you have to start feeling something. And they do these things. How many people do you know that are out there that may take medications and may take drugs and things of that nature? Their mind is telling them. How many people realize that you don't have pain unless your mind tells you you have pain? Does anybody ever believe that? You don't have pain unless your mind tells you you have pain. Yeah, it's true. Now you're still looking at me like a deer in the headlights. Okay. You don't have pain. Your mind is telling you you have pain. Your mind tells you a lot of things, and we believe it. Because we believe it, we get transformed into it. What a person believes in their heart, so they are. So our minds are lying to us, and it's a sin nature. Somehow or another, we believe these traditions, religions, laws, and in my kingdom, in my world, they're all lies. Who told you? Think about it. How much ugliness goes through your head? Every day? 5 times a day? 10 times a day? Think about it. How much goes through your mind? It'll never work. Or it's so hard. How many times have you told yourself just today, it's so hard? Oh, it's so difficult. Come on now. Think about it. Think about it. Our minds tend to play tricks on us. And this is where the sin nature comes in at. It starts with a little bit, and then it ever increases more and more and more. And this is why it's so important that you need to keep logging on or listening to what I have to say, so that you can begin to change your thoughts and stop thinking the way you're thinking, because the way you're thinking is not bringing life to your life. It's bringing death to your death. And you're dying more than you're dying now. We are walking dead right now. And the only way that we can become alive is if our minds are renewed, so that we're not continuing to walk dead. I know this might sound strange, like some kind of foreign language, but if you can believe in the things that I'm saying, you'll start seeing fruit in your life. You have to begin to apply these things right now. Just like if you plant a seed in the ground, you got to water it. You got to nurture it. And then you begin to start seeing it grow. Well, it's the same thing with this message that I'm sharing with you now. You need to continue to log on. You got to continue to listen to what I'm saying. By nurturing it and watering it is actually just doing what is being said. You apply it. And then you're going to watch your life grow. It's not going to happen overnight, just like you plant a seed in the ground and you expect your little tree to grow fruit real quick. It takes time. So you need to be patient and bear with what I'm saying. But just as if you take that seed and you plant it in the ground and you water it, you have faith to believe that something's going to grow, right? You hope. You keep hoping, you keep believing, every day you check, every day you look and see that something's going to sprout. And so I need you to have patience with me. I need you to begin to believe that you're going to begin to sprout. There's new life that is going to come into your life, and you just need to believe. You need to water it. That means you have to apply it. You need to act on it. You need to keep working towards it. And then eventually, you'll begin to start seeing sprouts. And that's when you're going to start getting excited. When you start seeing the fruit of your life begin to manifest before your eyes, you're going to fall in love with this ministry. You're going to fall in love with this truth. You're going to be hungry and want more. And in the midst of your life being fruitful, and your life beginning to see things change for the good, not only are you going to see your life change for the good, but then you're also going to find my God. Because I'm going to lead you to ask God to direct you. I'm going to lead you to begin to start knowing who God is and how to find him inside you. Because God lives inside all of us. He's not over there on the mountain. He's not over there in the building. He's not in wherever else you think he is. He's right there inside you, living, dwelling. And he wants to be a relationship with us. The thing is, it's almost like we got to stir him up. We got to show him that we are interested in wanting companionship. And the only way that that's going to happen is if we begin to start accepting. I'm going to turn off the heat. I should have had one of you little guys do it. That's all right. So moving forward, I want us to begin to realize that this is a center for you to come into a place of detoxation. And how many people have ever seen those shows, Intervention, where they really try to help somebody? Okay. Well, take the victim. At first, does the victim want help? Deep down inside, they know that there's a problem. Deep down inside, they know that they need help. But when the help is there knocking at the door, what happens? They get scared. They want to run. All of a sudden, they start believing all these lies. No one understands. They're going to judge me. They're going to say things about me. They're going to tell me all my bad. They're going to tell me how bad I am. They're going to just do all these things, and I just don't want to deal. Well, I want the world to realize that, yes, this is detox center. Yes, this is intervention. But there's no judgment here. The way you are and what you're doing, you have every right to feel and be the way you are. And I want the world to understand that what they're in and involved in is not held against them. The problem is if you continue to stay where you're at. That's the problem. Anyone that's hearing my voice tonight or today, wherever you are, you're hearing it because God's knocking at your door and He wants to give you a life. But if you hear my voice and you don't choose to do something about it, and you choose to deny this that I'm offering, what I'm giving you, I guarantee moving forward the rest of your life is going to be utter hell. And I say this boldly because I want you to understand how important it is to hear my words. It's not by accident, for one, that I have been called to share this message. And because of the extraordinary thing that happened in my life, I've been sent for one reason and one reason only: to express the urgency to the hearers that hear my voice. And to give a warning that if those who deny the voice are not going to live peaceful, their life is just going to go continually down a bad road. Now, those lies in your head are going to probably tell you different. Nah, how could that possibly be true? I have control of my own destiny. I have control of my own life. Go right ahead. Think that way. Then you were never meant to be free. I truly believe everybody has an opportunity to be free. But you have a choice. You have a choice to believe. Now, I know that there are many people around the world that come from different parts of culture. And you were only born in a certain dimension of the world. And you were only shown and taught what that culture or that part of the world was able to tell you. So, for example, if you were born in the Muslim countries, You just know the Muslim law or the Korean, what do they call that? The Korean law or the
Quran.
The Quran. And there's also another part of the law that they know. I forget what it is. But anyhow, let's say you were born in China and you only know the China law, so to say. Or if you were born in Africa, you only know what the African law is. Or Australia, you only know what the Australian law is. But the geographical locations where you're at, that's what's all you have. Well, the beauty is that the world is getting smaller. And I thank God for this type time now that the world in itself can hear what I'm saying and realize that there is another truth out there besides what they were born in. For example, let's take it on a smaller scale. Your parents bring you up in the world. All you know is what your parents tell you, right? You don't know if there's anything else more out there other than what they tell you. And you hope and believe that they're telling you the truth, and you hope and believe that they know what's going on. And so you believe them, and then you take it, and you live that life. How many people understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now, who's to say that your parents were right? Right? Think about it. You want to make sure that they're right. You hope to say that they're right. Now, here's another question. How do you know I'm right? Right? And I don't blame anybody out there that may doubt what I have to say. But you will know. You will know by the fruit, the signs, the wonders, the miracles. And so why I'm saying this is because those that have any doubt out there listening, which I know that our numbers are ever increasing, and God is doing miracles in their lives. I'm going to put this out to you. If you will just give me the opportunity to believe the words that I'm sharing and understand that we were born in sin and it has nothing to do with anything that we did wrong. We're good individuals. Our intentions are good. Everything is good. But we were born deceived. We were born ignorant. We were born not knowing. And because of that, this is what's called the sin nature. And God is saying it's time now to come out of that sin nature and to know the truth. The beauty is that God has already placed the truth inside of you. But the sin nature causes you to hear the truth. It kind of puts doubt in your heart. How many of us felt a certain way? And then all of a sudden we were persuaded by our thoughts because of some way or another we felt it should have been done a certain way. Has anyone ever felt that way before? Okay. Well, this is a perfect example of showing you how the truth was beginning to start to direct your footsteps, but then the law and traditions have began to start leading you down a wrong path, starting to direct you in a certain direction. And because of the laws and the traditions and the upbringing that we had, put guilt and shame on us to the point where we lack hearing the truth when we first heard it, and caused us to obey and abide and follow the guilt and the shame. How many people understand what I'm saying? Okay. It's a mystery, but this power has been taking us out of truth. And I'm here to just bear witness with the truth that is already inside of you. I'm not giving you anything new other than giving you an awareness of what you already have. For example, if you're feeling sad, okay, I want you to know that those feelings are true and they're real. How to come out of your sadness now? That's the key. What do you do to come out? You have to get to the roots of things. Everybody has a root to their life. There's an issue that causes sadness. There's an issue that causes anger. There's an issue that causes jealousy. There's an issue that causes envy. There's an issue that causes lust. There's an issue that causes addictions. There's an issue that causes everything that is in our lives. But those issues arise by surpassing and beating up the truth. The truth began to start living inside of you, and then the sin nature began to rob you from your life. The nature of sin is there to steal, kill, and destroy your whole entire life. And that's why it's so important for us to change the way we're thinking. The mind has to be renewed and stop thinking the way it's thinking. And if we don't change the way we're thinking, we're never ever going to become free. And so this is why I say this place is more of a detox center. It's more of a place where it's intervention. But at the same time, when you come to this place, when you come to the truth, when you come to God, and you feel a pull to know God, as soon as you begin to start hearing this truth, as soon as you begin to start hearing anything that is relevant to the innermost part of your being, it's going to be tried to be robbed. There's forces that are going to try to rob them from you. They're going to try to take them from you. Did he really say? Is it really true? Will it work? Come on. This is nonsense. This is ridiculous. Are you really going to believe that? This and that, this and that, this and that. They're going to try to rob the words that are being spoken. In this book, it's called the Bible. It's a great book. I don't expect anybody really to read it because it's a mystery book. But it's the only book that I was able to find that bears witness with my experience. And in this book, it talks about how seeds were sown, and when they fell on certain ground, you know, the birds of the air took them, and, you know, the ground was hard and the seed dried up because of the light. Well, these are like parable mysteries of the words that are being spoken right now. And if your heart is hard, it's going to fall on the ground and it's going to be on the hard soil. And then this light that I'm giving you is just going to burn the seed up. Then there's other parables where if I speak this word to you and it falls into your soil, so to say, but there's the birds of the air that come and pluck the seed and take it away. Well, that's the negative thoughts that are in your head that are going to take these words from me, from you, that I've given you. And they're going to take them away from you and say, oh, that's nonsense. Oh, that's foolish. How could that possibly be? And rob them. So I want you to open and prepare your heart and believe. You know, it says in that parable that if the man who believed was the one who actually watered the seed and it went into good soil and produced a great harvest. And so I want those that are listening out there around the world, because we're entering into a new year, and I'm going to focus on some, I would say, things that you might not have ever heard of before. They might be foreign to you. I don't want you to start denying the words that I'm going to share with the rest of the world as we move forward in this ministry, this detox center, I should say, this intervention for your life to be changed so that you would come into a divine nature and have a life after death, an eternal life. I was never one to speak about life after death until I realized that there is life after death. And my only desire is for you not only to have peace and joy and feel righteous on this earth, but also to be able to take and leave this earth behind and come into a really glorious place after you leave this earth. And how many would like to have that? I mean, amen. So it's one thing to know the truth. Then there's another thing to apply the truth. And as we apply the truth and know the truth, that's faith and works. And God loves faith and works together. That's what pleases God. But if you just know truth and you don't do the works, or you're just running around doing works and really don't know the truth, that can't please God. And I want you to know my God, because my God wants your life to be prosperous and happy and full of joy so that you can go on through life and then have an eternal life afterwards. Does that make sense? Good, because I want to make sure that everyone is on the same page as I am. We need God, and we also need this life after death. Wouldn't it be a shame? Let's take the dice and roll it. Let's say it's a 50-50 chance. If I'm right, you'll love me. If I'm wrong, what did you have to lose? Right? I'm hoping that you will believe me so that this way you'll love me later. I know for a fact, I can't express myself anymore. Some issues are we're so caught up with this world that we're living in that we're not even really concerned about afterlife. And I can understand it. Most of the time, when we're young, we're really just concerned about what's going on right now. But when we're older, then the afterlife begins to be a little bit more of a brighter picture. We want to know more about it. Well, I want to emphasize on both, but I want to mainly emphasize in the world that we're living in now, because I truly believe the preparation now is the most important time ever. When you leave this earth and your body is decayed and your spirit leaves, you can't come back and redo it. There's no more redoing anything. Once your spirit leaves the body, that's it. It's gone, and it's going to another place. And I know where this place is. I know all about this place, and it's a great place. And there's different levels of this place. It's like being as far away from the sun, and it's freezing, or real close to the sun, and it's nice and toasty warm. Well, I want to be where it's nice and toasty warm, comfortable, really enjoyable, beautiful time, rather than being really far away and being tormented and miserable. Which, where do you want to be? What part in the new dimension that we leave this earth would you like to rest or live or dwell? Well, I want to make sure that I dwell and live and rest in the real nice, cozy place. And I'm hoping and praying that I can only not only bring you to that nice, cozy place when we leave this earth, but I can bring you to that nice, cozy place now while you're on earth. How many of us are tired of the thoughts in our head? The voices that just don't shut up? where we don't have any peace and we feel like we're chasing our tail, running around in circles, not getting anything done, have no vision, no purpose, no plans. We're just basically clueless, lost, sick, tired. Well, I want to put an end to that. And if you're willing to put an end to it, if you're willing to have your life changed, then you can come into this center where I say this is where you'll get detoxed. This is where intervention starts. We'll never judge anyone. I don't care what you've done yesterday. I don't care what you're doing now. The only thing that I care about is you begin to start changing the way you're thinking. That's the only thing that I'm concerned about, and that's the only thing that God is concerned about. He already knows what you've done. He already knows where you're going. He don't care about what you did yesterday. He don't care what you're doing right now. He just cares that you change the way you're thinking so that your heart and your spirit becomes peaceful and full of joy. Because really, God is peace and joy. God is righteousness. So the more you become righteous, peace, and joy, you're taking on the form of God. You're being transformed into Him. There was a verse here that says, if you see me, you see the Father. How do you think He got there? He got there by being transformed into a realm of righteousness, peace, and joy. I believe all of us can be transformed into that image. I believe all of us can live a life of peace, joy, and righteousness. For one, you got to learn how to forgive yourself. For one, you got to realize what you were doing was not you. The way you're thinking is not you. It's just the world around you caused you to do what you're doing. You didn't mean to do any of those things. You're lost. And you're being directed and you're being guided. You're being directed and guided by influence of the world that is around us. Let's take someone who has religious patterns. Why'd you get there? How did you get there? Because somebody told you that's what it's supposed to be. I bet you've done some things in your life and you probably said to yourself, this is ridiculous. I don't understand why I'm doing this. But tradition has it. I guess I'll get salvation if I do it. And so they do it, not knowing the true understanding, but they did it because somebody told them to. Well, I don't want to be the one to tell you. I want the truth inside of you to tell you. I want you to be guided by the life that is inside of you. And that's God guiding you. I want you to know who He is, and I want Him to guide you. I want my God to guide you as He guides me. I want my God to quicken you and tell you the truth as He tells me the truth. The words that I share will bear witness with you if you just listen. For one, God doesn't hold us accountable for anything that we have done. Some of us might be feeling a lot of guilt and a lot of shame, and we're carrying a lot of guilt and a lot of shame. Well, I want to end this message right now with this message here. To free yourself from this guilt and shame. You didn't do anything wrong. You've never done anything wrong. You were just guided wrong. That's it. I can't blame the one that is actually doing the work. I gotta blame the one who told you how to do it. So I don't blame you at all, those that are listening. I blame the one that's in your head. I blame the world that is around you. I blame them. And it's a realm that you guys haven't seen. It's a world that you don't know. It's a dark world that none of us have ever been able to see. Let's put it this way. Right now, can you see the dark forces that are around you? Can you physically see them with your eyes? Okay. So how can I blame you? Can you identify the voice that's whispering in your head to cause you to do the things that you're doing? Can you identify them? Do you know them by name? Then how can I blame you? Do you see? So what I'm saying is, you're innocent in my eyes. And if you're innocent in my eyes, you're innocent in God's eyes. Now, what God wants you to begin to start doing is that you want to start renouncing those thoughts, those feelings. Start taking them out of your category, because you know what you're doing is wrong. Nobody has to tell you. I'm not going to be over here telling you what you're doing is wrong. You know what you're doing is wrong. It's just like that person who does not want to go to intervention. They know that they need it. They know that they're doing something wrong, but they just do not want to deal. Most of us just don't want to deal. Most of us just don't want to be bothered. But they want to change. But they want their life different. But they want, you know, that joy and that peace. Crazy, isn't it? Well, they're never going to get it. They're never going to get a new life. They have to begin to start wanting intervention. So, with that being said, please continue to log on. Please continue to listen so that I can begin to start showing you and understand how to find my God and how my God can change your life. How my God is living with you and who has never left you nor forsaked you, but he hasn't bothered with you because you really haven't sought after him. Now that you're starting to seek after him, he's going to be there for you. He's going to guide you and he's going to lead you and he's going to direct you in all your ways. But we have to yield to it. We need our heart softened. We need to begin to prepare our heart to be able to say, you know what? I'm hungry to hear more. I want to change. I want to know more. I want to hear. I want it. If you want it, then you'll receive it. If you don't want it, you're not going to receive it. That's as simple as that. We're wasting both of our times. So what I'm saying is give it a chance. Open up your heart. Believe on the words that are saying, and you will begin to come to a place where you've never, ever, just ever thought that you would ever come. But like I said, it's going to take a moment. It's going to take some time. You put a seed in the ground. It takes a couple of days or weeks or whatever until you start seeing the green little sprout. And then it's going to take a little nurturing until you begin to start seeing some fruit. Well, this life that you're coming to, this life that God has intended to you to have, is going to manifest itself, but it's going to take as much time as it does for that tree to bear some fruit. Some trees can bear fruit in the first year that it was planted. Then there are some trees that might take 5 years to start bearing some fruit. But there's fruit. And if you keep pruning, you keep nurturing, you keep watering it, eventually you will have that life that bears fruit. I'm going to prune it. I'm going to nurture it. I'm going to water it. You got to apply it. You got to allow me to come in. It's almost like I'm going to shed some light on your plant, but then you're going to put up a piece of cardboard and block it. Don't put up the piece of cardboard to block my light. Let the light come in. Let the light shine on that and nurture it. Let the water come in and give that plant some drink. If not, it's going to die. And so I want everyone to hear my voice and to listen to the voice that I'm saying so that those words will penetrate your heart and change your life. Amen? Amen. So if I had to say anything tonight, was an understanding that this is a detox center. This is a center that is for the whole world. And the whole world was born in sin. And that sin is nothing but the way we think. That's all it is. And the way we think was brought in by our geographical location. The traditions and the laws that were put on us from being born. It's from the childhood or your ground location or your traditions, your religion, whatever it is. How many people are following what I'm saying? Amen. It's important that you understand. And so we're innocent. That's it. Somehow along the line, the things got tainted. Not only did it get tainted, but there's so much wars and rumors of wars and trying to figure out who has the truth. How many wars and rumors of wars are going on in your life? How many arguments are you always involved in? Just think about all the arguments that you're in. Your life is nothing but argument. You argue all day. You argue all day. God, where did you get that energy to argue all day? We fight and we argue. We fight and we argue. We fight and we argue. This is the world. Thank God you girls don't have to come into that world, huh? But the world is nothing but fight and argue. Think about it. We argue with ourselves. We fight with ourselves. We argue with our neighbors. We fight with our neighbors. It's a nonstop, everlasting hell. But it doesn't have to be that way. So, if I could just have every head bowed for a moment. And if you could repeat after me in your heart. Father. He's your father too. A father is a realm of an authority. A father is an awareness of a higher power. If you want to say higher power or the God of universe, I don't care. You want to say father, I don't care. But recognize a power above you that you cannot see, but only by faith. It's real. He goes by many names, but the only name that he knows is faith. So, Father, I don't know you, but I want to know you more. I want to know your ways. I know that the world that I was brought in is a tradition, is a pattern, is a religion. It's not me. You're truth, and I'm truth. And I want us to become one. Let us become one. Tonight, today, let us dwell together as one. As I am one with you, Father, let them be one. And that they will know the truth as you allowed me to know the truth and know you. And guide us and direct us as we move forward in this new life. Let us believe the law that is written on our hearts. Let us believe the law and the truth that is written in our heart, in our spirit. Let us grab hold and not look at the things of the world, not look at the patterns of the world, not look at the traditions of the world and what the world expects. But let us look at you. Let us look within inside of us. So that we know the truth, and this truth begins to set us free. I pray that you make us one tonight. Amen and amen. There you go. You couldn't get any better. It's okay, it's good, we're done. If you said those things in your heart, believe it, God is going to begin to prepare yourself to be one as we are one and he is one with you. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Yeah. And grab those little kids and give them a big hug, because they're our future generation that aren't going to come under laws and patterns and traditions, but they will learn how to live in the truth, and the truth will set them free. Amen.